Ray, a John Maxwell Certified Leadership Coach. Welcome to Life, Love, and Leadership, where we discuss everything pertaining to life, love, and leadership. Let's get started. Hello, I'm Tom Ray, and welcome to the Life, Love, and Leadership podcast by The Real Leadership Company. Let's face it, there are obstacles that we will always encounter in life. That's the way life works, after all. We will always have obstacles to overcome, with things like the weather, the lack of finances, the voices of others telling us it can't be done, roadblocks, mental blocks, stumbling blocks, time clocks, falling rocks, and the list goes on and on. I don't need to tell you because you already know that, right? You can see that obstacle staring at you right in the face right now, or you are picturing it in your mind's eye right now. We'll come back to that in just a minute. I'd like to kick off every show with an AOG, you guessed it, an attitude of gratitude. Today, I am thankful for community. Ladies and gentlemen, there is strength in numbers, and there is strength from numbers of people in our lives. I can't tell you enough or stress enough how important it is for every person to be a part of a community. Whether it be a church, a chamber of commerce, a social club, something or anything where you can build relationships with others. Not just show your face, but actually connect and be connected with others. They will be there for you to celebrate with you or to cry with you, to support you and applaud you. I've officiated funerals where only a small handful of people show up. And that widow had no one to support her, provide a few meals for her, to call her and encourage her, and or at the very least, pray for her. So get involved in a community, and there's no better place, I believe, than a church community. So I'm thankful for community today. What is your AOG? What are you thankful for today? Hey, please subscribe to this podcast, and please invite others to join you. You know what? I'm going to do something I've never done before on a podcast. If you share this podcast with someone else, let me know who you shared it with, and I will send you a John Maxwell leadership book of your choice or a copy of my book, A Married Man's Handbook, absolutely free, including the shipping. Just email me, tom@realleadershipcompany.com, and let me know who you shared the podcast with. Only the first person to respond will get this special gift. Now, don't assume someone beat you to it, so send that to me right away at tom@realleadershipcompany.com. Thank you so much for being part of the show. And hey, if you've enjoyed these podcasts or you've hated them, please send me your feedback at tom@realleadershipcompany.com. Thanks so much. I encourage you to download the fill-in-the-blank PDF that is associated with this podcast so you can follow along with me. You can find that in the description of this podcast or go to realleadershipcompany.com/podcast and click on episode 39 and you'll find it there in the description. So today we're talking about overcoming obstacles. One of the biggest obstacles we will face is our own dominant negative thoughts. Our dominant negative thought patterns often have deep generational roots. Most people are unaware that they even think or they're speaking negatively because it's been a learned pattern. Maybe you're thinking of something right now. Here's a negative thought that you may have said. Are you ready for it? Come on, say it with me. This is the way we've always done it. I know, we've all said it, right? So here's a quick story. A little girl is watching her mom cook spaghetti, and she asks her mom, "Mommy, why do you break the noodles before you put them in the pan?" And mommy said, "Well, I don't know. Go and ask your grandma." So the little girl went and asked grandma, "Grandma, why does mommy break the noodles before she puts them in the pan?" And grandma said, "I don't know why your mommy does it, but I did it because my pan was too small." You see, we could be doing things or thinking a specific way because that's what we've seen modeled before us growing up. So a lot of us have dealt with dominant negative thoughts. And you know what? Many of them are not our fault. By the way, dominant means someone or something that is dominant is more powerful, successful, influential, or noticeable than other people or things. That's interesting, right? So I came across this 2016 Forbes article called 13 Ways to Overcome Negative Thought Patterns. I'll leave a link for you in the description of this podcast. But I will highlight number 2 of the 13, and that is Replace the Negative Thoughts. Replace the Negative Thoughts by David Taylor Claus of DTK Coaching. This is what he says. We don't overcome negative thought patterns. We replace them. For most of us, those negative thought patterns are well-worn neutral pathways. And here's 4 simple steps to replace them. All right, number 1, notice when you have started the pattern. Notice when you've started the pattern. Okay, number 2, acknowledge it's a pattern you want to change. Acknowledge it's a pattern you want to change. Number 3, articulate what you want to be different. Articulate what you want to be different. Number 4, choose a different behavior, one that serves your goals. Choose a different behavior, one that serves your goals. So all those are wonderful. And you know what? There's a wonderful book. In fact, I got a text message from one of my coaching clients just a little while ago. He was listening to a podcast featuring James Clear, author of the book Atomic Habits. If you've not read that book, I encourage you to read it. It's really helpful in getting us to change our habits. And if we can change just one thing about what we do by 1% and be consistent in that 1% all year long, it'll make a big difference. So check out that book. But get your mind right. Replace the dominant negative thoughts of I can't, it won't work, we don't have a budget for that, etc. Exchange all those things, or replace them rather, with encouraging, affirming words like I can, or we can, or let's find another way. You know, David had his Goliath. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. had his dream killers. You've had your obstacles, and I've had mine. You know, these days we have a GPS, but back in the day we used to use an Atlas or AAA's Triptych or MapQuest. Do you remember? We would print out the directions to our destination. But here's the problem. If there was a detour along the way, there was no automatic rerouting, and those paper maps just became roadside trash. But some way, we found a way around the obstacle, right? Here's a Twitter-worthy quote for you that I wrote myself. Check this out. In order for us to be successful, in order for us to win, remember obstacles are only a detour and not a dead end. That's good. In order for us to be successful, in order for us to win, remember obstacles are only a detour and not a dead end. There's an old proverbial saying that dates all the way back to the 1800s, and it is, there is more than one way to skin a cat. Have you heard that before? It just means that there are other ways to achieve a goal than the one that is chosen. Curly Howard of Three Stooges said, if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed. I have posted a clip of that Three Stooges episode in the description of this podcast if you want to laugh with me. But one way to succeed is with our imagination. John Maxwell has shared some thoughts on imagination. He says, imagination creates options. My favorite word could be options. He says, I love options. Please don't box me in. He says, imagination helps you understand there's more than one way to do this. And creativity gives you more solutions. And this is where success comes in. Success is having more than one answer. If you are a person of faith, then you will appreciate this reference from the Bible. It says, you are uniquely made, designed for greatness, and you have been set apart from the beginning of time. That's Jeremiah 1:5. And then while the world around you tries to fit in the box of conformity, remember that God is yearning for you to break that mold and be the change. You find that reference in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Maybe one of your obstacles is when we're met with an opposition that forces us to stand up for what we believe is right. Now, I'm not going to dive into this one, but I'm going to leave you with one more link in the description of this podcast on this thought, and it's from Andy Stanley. I will repeat my quote from earlier that says, in order for us to be successful, in order for us to win, remember obstacles are only a detour and not a dead end. I would like to hear about the obstacles that you have overcame. Please shoot me an email at tom@realleadershipcompany.com. Please subscribe to this podcast and remember to share it with someone else to get that free book of your choice from John Maxwell. Remember, the first one that connects with me and lets me know who you've shared the podcast with will get a free book from John Maxwell, a book of your choice, or a copy of my book, A Married Man's Handbook, absolutely free. Again, send it to tom@realleadershipcompany.com. Thanks so much for joining me today on Life, Love, and Leadership.